And it's been fun, dude, being able to keep going with this. Like, more and more people have found out about the podcast. More and more people, they ask me about it. Like, I was here in Columbus. Well, I've been in Columbus for a few months now.
Yeah.
And it's just cool. Like, they ask about it and shit. And so I'm like, hey, dude, whoever's down to come on, I'm always open to them, or I reach out to different people when I see different stuff and shit. So thank you. So thank you again, man, for being down to come on and share a little
Anytime.
bit.
Anytime I get a chance to slide, I'm doing
Man, so what's new? What you got going right now, bro?
it. Shit. Man, I ain't gonna lie. There's a lot of stuff I have coming, but I am just still, still taking my bookends. I'm choosing them wisely more this time. But because I've been putting like my clothing brand on the back burner. So, and that's always been the back burner to my dance. So, I want to get more into that this year and get that going. And that's like really what's important to me this year, and just prepare for what's next for my company and my dancers, and just keep in focus. I just really want to keep focus on like what's important too. So that's like really big what I got going on. But I'm just like, it's just growing the brand right now, taking care of my company and growing the brand. Like that's what's important for me right now, bro.
Oh yeah, building up that foundation even further, so it can stretch further too. That's tight.
Yeah.
What's the name of your clothing company?
Oh, MBH.
Oh, NBH. So you're making a whole brand. Dope, dude, dope. Man, the footage that you guys put out, I did want to talk about that too, man. The footage that you guys put out from that event, like broke the internet for a little bit,
It really did. It kicked off, and it was like even like YouTube had contacted me. And it was just like, you're bringing in a lot of attraction. What's up with like, what's up with a partnership? Like, we can do a partnership if you're bringing in numbers like this. Like, that event has got me a partnership with YouTube, and also had like other things like Twitch reaching out to me and all that other stuff. So it's like, and it was just a dance event, it was super crazy. And it's like, and then other companies like, from like Japan, they're like putting like Dice vs. Sniper on TV, like on TV where you can flick and watch the battle on TV and stuff like that. So it's like, I had a lot of like, backing behind the scenes. I network a lot. I'm really good with I'm really good with, as you can see. So I had a lot of help. I had some connections within World of Dance and a whole bunch of stuff that I was just like had planned for the event. So the next event, like, everyone, we're not throwing an event this year, but the year after this one, then we're gonna throw it again. But like, just like the backing and everything helped it. Like we took over YouTube for a short period of time, a crump event, and I'm pretty sure it was probably like one of probably many of like crump events that done it. But like, it was just like, dang, it was just like 20,000 people watching this one at a time, and then 8,000 people watching this clip at a time, and then like the event went crazy. And it was my idea and my vision. So, and just to put on my people. So it did something. It opened a lot of people's eyes to a lot of people that's a part of my company and my fam. So it's, yeah, bro, like that was like, it was a stress, but it was still a success for me.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Even just, I don't battle as much anymore, especially as much as I travel and shit. It's hard just to even get to session. I really have to tap in with the communities, figure out who's where, boom, 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 boom. But it was tight as a fan of Crump, as somebody who's just genuinely a fan of the dance, it was tight to see the event, Lady C4 versus Miguel was just phenomenal. It was a fucking amazing battle. But it was tight though to see Dice, man. Dice versus JIs, or I don't even know if he's still JIs, but
Yeah, he's still junior eyes.
Okay, well, to see them go at it, I feel like kind of like made a lot for him. You know, I feel like he had already been dope, and I think a lot of people recognized his talent. But then to kind of see him with somebody of the stature, that type of stature, you know what I mean? And really, really perform well, man. Really, how'd you feel seeing him go up against the J.I.s? You know, your Kid Rex
versus Dice is super important to my brand, my fam, and just like as like my little brother too. So I see him do amazing stuff all the time. Like I see it. It still amazes me too. But like this one, because this battle came about, you know, it was a couple people in Europe that were trying to do, you know, this is when Kid NY was his thing, you know, this one. So it was like, oh, well, they were saying like Dice started coming up and everyone was like, oh, well, Dice is the best kid in the USA. Sniper's the best kid in Europe. Let's see him go at it. And I seen that and I was just thinking to myself, and then I talked to Dice and I was just like, yeah, we should probably do that. Like, we should do that. So I contacted who was going to do it in Europe and I just told him like, yo, we're going to take that battle here. And that also gives Sniper an opportunity to come over here too as well. So we wanted to do it here. And honestly, bro, I couldn't be more proud than him. He actually changed a lot of his shit up for that battle. He was dancing new to me too as well. Like his entertainment, like value in between combos and moves, and just him landing moves and getting off on each of his moves, it was all new for Dice. If you're like a fan of Dice and you watch his past footage, like this, his Sniper footage, it's like it has a different approach, it has a different attack to it. And it's because like Sniper is a get off dancer, and even like Sniper sharpened up his combos for Dice. Mm-hmm. Came up with something crazy to do with the hat because Dice is a hat guy and all that shit. So it left me proud to see like how like powerful he is, you know, to the point where people are asking like, I would love to see Dice and Rex battle. Like I would love to see that just to see what tricks Dice would do against you, like his big homie. Like I want to see that amazing stuff. So like I feel like going forward, like this year, people seeing Dice is going to be, it's going to be hard to beat Dice this year because of, he's going to be better than that Sniper footage. And I know a lot of people cannot beat that Dice and that Sniper footage. So, and it's just him just growing. So I'm just a proud big homie, just smiling, looking at him, laughing. It's a laugh of joy. Like just laughing, watching him cook people. And he came out of nowhere. Like it literally, his dad called me and then was like, yeah, yo, I want my son to be under you. And that's how it happened. And literally, I knew nothing about Dice. I just watched him dance. I thought he was cool with the dancing, but I heard nothing about him. It's just like, what happened? Why isn't this? I'm thinking, why ain't this kid everywhere? Everyone should know who this kid is.
Because they should.
Really good. And so that's where I come in. So, and then now we have Dice. And the Crump World needs someone like Dice. Like, we needed Dice. Dice is extremely needed. So,
yeah. He's a fresh face. You know, and he doesn't really talk a lot, you know, from what I see, like doesn't really talk a lot, doesn't get involved with the back and forths. And I think that Crump needs more of that, you know, just guys who are just here to dance, be involved. And he's very involved. You know, he's going to different events, and I'm seeing him here, seeing him there, seeing him here, you know, and kind of building that camaraderie where I see some people like, oh, I want to team up with Dice, you know, or oh, this tag team with Dice would be cool. And it's like, that's tight. Like that's tight to see people want to dance with him and want to have that energy going with him. You know what I mean? And he's a really young cat too. He's like what, in his 20s? 21.
I think he's 21. I think he's 20 or 21. I'm not sure. But I know he just turned like 20 or 21. One or the other.
Ugh, dude, I'd give my left arm to be 21 all over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tell me about it.
So there was that, man. And then there was also, I mean, everybody saw a lot of it, but what would you put down on paper your experience that you had at EBS? Because that was big this year too, you know, besides the whole battle, you know, Beast and Eyes and News and all that. What was your experience? Like, what did it feel like for you being out there? Because I know it's not your first time out there, but I know this year was a lot different. They had that panel and things were just a lot different this year.
Yeah, like the EBS is always a good time. You get to see a lot of like really talented people and get to meet a lot of new people. That's another good part about EBS. You get to meet a lot of like new people. You see somebody dancing, you're like, who is that? They're really good. So like that year of EBS was like extra, you know. I learned a lot, you know. You get to really learn a lot like about people, and that was good. And I feel like what made the EBS, that EBS so good, because we got to see like everyone. Everyone got to be seen for, you know, how they see Crump and stuff. Like even with the panel, like, you know, if Wave didn't cut the panel off so early, it was about to get really funny. So, yeah. So, like, I felt like it was cool to see. Like, it was cool to see even like, you know, just for like me with the jokes, it was like good to confirm a lot of my jokes, you know, I make about people, especially like the people under tie-dyes and stuff. Always be like, you know, I tell people like, he don't like you. Why are you under him? He don't like you. And so it was good and refreshing to just like laugh at him walking past all the people under him when they wanted to talk to him. So it was good to see that. It was but yeah, it was dope too. And it was dope. Like just like seeing like News and like Sherwin like prepare mentally for like the call out in the battle. I felt like that was dope. Like we were just trying to have fun and making jokes, and Beast trying to be serious, and he got his headphones in, but he's like looking at and laughing at the jokes, but he's trying to like get in his book. It was dope to see I feel like that one, we actually got to see people. Like we got to see people. Like you got to see more than the dancer. Like you got to see like people actually show their emotions, and it was just too dope. Like it was just dope. I'm just in the middle of all of it, smiling, talking shit, laughing. It was a time, I'm not gonna lie. It was a really good time. It was really good, probably one of my favorite EBSs. It was really funny.
That's tight, man. Yeah, like I can kind of relate too, because I remember for the Beast Camp, the last Beast Camp they did, I remember I pulled up to one of the Airbnbs, and there was, you know, some of the New Zealand heads were there, and you know, so to kind of meet like AK and sit down and shake hands, you know, kind of burn up a little bit in the back. Mm-hmm. And then I look and there's Ugly Fate over here labbing. And so I called Dredd. I'm like, yo, I'm like, all right, he's over here labbing. He's labbing for you, dog. You better fucking get right. You know, and so I'm texting him like, hey, he's got this move. Hey, he's got this going on, dog. Like, you know, it was like tight to kind of be behind the scenes and see people getting ready for somebody else, mm-hmm. you know, or even just to be in his presence, you know, like it was this dude who I just, you know, I really admired his style, really admired mm-hmm. how he danced, and to kind of see him preparing, like cooking, you know, like to watch somebody cook is wild, bro. To me, like, you know what I mean? Like to see that creative process happening.
Yeah.
And so yeah, man, and to meet all these foreign fucking foreign people, it's like, dude, I have no idea who you are, like, you know.
Yeah,
like not to make it sound like I'm knocking them as their talent, but I just don't know you, dog, like at all, you know. So it's cool to shake hands and meet people and kind of hear their background, hear who they came up with or who they've been riding with or who they're trying to get under, or boom 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 boom.
That's it. That'd be like some of the best part, when you actually get to see the person, because that's all we have is that mutual thing, the dance. Like that's all people know about it, and then everything else is opinionated and figured out down the line. So that weight, and actually get to be around somebody like that is crazy. Because even when I met Ugly Fate, all he do is smoke cigarettes, drink black coffee, and laugh hard as hell. Like, so that was like, when you get to see that, you like, damn, you're not tired, bro. So like to know that about somebody, you get to actually see like, yo, he really like takes this serious. Like this is why this you get to see why people are so good. So it's like it's crazy.
Yeah, because some people are really, really psycho over the dance, you know.
Yeah, they is, man.
Really psycho over. Like me and Basics was talking about a little bit where it's like there is people who do really live the crump is life. Like crump is life, and that's all there is for them. And you know, don't want to knock it, you know, not knock yourself the fuck out, but it kind of shows that like talent and insanity is kind of they're like best friends, you know. Yeah. So to be really good at something, you kind of got to be a little crazy about it, you know. You got to obsess over it and really invest that fucking time, you know, invest that mental space, invest your time, invest your energy to get to where you want to be, man.
That is a fact, bro.
So man, Rex, one thing I've wanted to ask, and I don't think I asked last time you were on the show, but you know, I see Dice, I've seen Beast Lab 100 times, I've seen, you know, Dread Lab 100 times. When you're stepping into the lab, man, and you're creating, like what's something that you're using for your inspiration, or what is something that you try to go into that setting with, like with in mind?
Like first it's like a creation thing for me. So I try to find what I want to lab on first. Like I section my lab, and my lab be in parts. So I figure out if I'm about to do arm work, then arm work is cool. Then I figure out which arm work I want to do. I make my different stingers or just like patterns or like bangs and stuff. And I try to find, I kind of put myself in a position. When I lab for a battle, I put myself in the battle without being there, if that makes sense. Like I try to put myself there. I try to predict the future. I've done something on my Instagram where I show people old moves that I wrote down in my phone after I made them. And I put like the crowd reactions and stuff. Like I was like, everyone should be yelling. I will have to push a few people back. Like I predict these things, like, because I've mastered battling so much that I know what's going to make everybody scream. Because if I amazed myself, it kind of amazed other people, because I'm the one who did it. And I've seen myself do it a bunch of times. So if it's still amazing to me, I know it's going to be amazing to other people. So that's what I try to do. I try to do a lot of predicting of the future during the battle when I lab. So, but when I train, it's different. So my lab, when I'm creating and everything and stuff and making moves, making hat tricks, combos, ground moves, all that stuff, that creation tool is in parts. And then when I train, when I want to actually get better, I watch some of my favorite dancers and I'll see something about their style I like, or I want to improve in my style, and then I'll train them. Like if I want like my jab to look a certain type of way, like I'll play a whole track and I'll dance nothing but jabs and try until I figure out the way I actually want to jab. And I'm really hard on myself with that shit too. When I train, like I'd be like, come on, more, let's go. And so I'd be by myself doing this shit too, because it's just like, you're going to be the person hard on yourself no matter what. Big homie, whatever and stuff like that, you're always going to be hard on yourself. So even when you're doing amazing, it's a part in your head that's always going to tell you like, I don't like that. Because, you know, I've posted lab clips, I hate it. And then people were just like, bro, this was amazing. And I was just like, damn, I knew y'all would like this shit. Like, I knew y'all would like it, but I don't like it. So it's like, it's that effect that helps you get better. That people try to run away from too. Like, let me give myself a little more like courtesy. Like, I'm all over the world, I gotta be good type of shit. Like, but that nah, this wasn't tight. Like, that's what's gonna make you better. That thought, I train with that thought process. Like, as I'm dancing, as soon as I just think or something look strange to me, I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna be like, fix. Get off of it. More. So it's just the discipline, bro. Like, I discipline myself a lot to, that's why most recently I've been dropping like more hat moves and stuff, but that's why like beginning of my career, I've never dropped hat moves. And everyone was saying like, I'm always damn near perfect with my tricks and stuff. And that's because of discipline. Like I would I would not take, if I cannot do the move five times in a row without dropping it, I won't take it to the battle. Even if I only could do it four, I won't take it to the battle. Mm-hmm. That's my permission from myself. If I do it five times in a row, I can take it to the battle. But if it don't make that five mark, it doesn't make it. So there's things I have that's like always happening in my lab. And that's like one of them.
We used to have a saying where, like this is when I was doing like choreo and stuff, and the kids would wonder, you know, why we would drill certain things so many times. And I would tell them, contenders do it till they get it right. Mm. But champions do it till they can't get it wrong. Mm. So that discipline of, I'm going to drill this until I can do this shit in my sleep. I can do it backwards. I could do it laying on the ground. I can do it jumping through the air. Like, this move needs to be a part of my body. Like, it needs to be in my muscle fibers, past muscle memory. Mm-hmm. I don't want it just to remember this move. It needs to be this move. It needs to be what I'm going for, you know. And if it doesn't feel right, then that's like you're saying, like, if something to me doesn't feel right, I usually restart the music, and that's where I start. That's where labbing starts for me, is right in this awkward, whatever position I might be in, or whatever like little body movement I hit. Like, that's where I need to start. That's where I need to play and kind of explore that a little bit.
Facts.
For real. Man, cause dude, for real, like, I seen you post something, and then a couple of my other buddies from Oxnard had seen it too. And it was, they're like, Rex, the question was, is Rex the most creative in Crump right now? Mm-hmm. I was like, he is. I was like, that is hard to argue. I was like, there is a lot of creative motherfuckers out there, you know. I was like, but there's not a lot of people who do what he does with everything between shirts, hats, shoes, and then just what he does with his body himself. Mm-hmm. Besides, like, how do I want to ask this? When you're coming up with these moves, right? What is it that makes you say, this is the move? Like, how do you, because I feel like a lot of people don't know exactly like how to end a combo, mm-hmm. or how to end a certain sequence. What is it about Rex that just looks at this move and goes, yeah, this is gas. Like, this is the one. Like, this is the move. This is the one I'm gonna fuck somebody up with.
Yeah, that comes from a lot of IQ of like exit moves. Like, I know how to leave and get out of moves, and that's always good because the move is important, but knowing how to end moves are the key. The middle is good, but it's about the beginning and the end of the move. The middle can drag people in, but the beginning and end, that's key. That's what makes me a bit different, is that I'm working on the beginning and the end of the move, and then I'll fit in the rest of the shit so I can figure out how it is. So my mindset is that I master creativity. Like, creativity is not coming up. Creativity is not originality. That's people confuse creativity with originality. And I know that's not the case.
Ooh, explain that a little bit. Explain that.
It's not the case. So original, that's something that started. That's your own. That's your own. Like, you started this. That's a beginning. Like, Crush is original. Rapture is an original. Solo is an original. Like, you know, of course, Tidies is the original. Miho is the original. Slayer is the original. Prissy is the original. Little C is the original. And then it goes under. That helps people that really helped and start. We're still doing their shit to this day. Mm-hmm. We're still doing their shit to this day. That was the original of the material. The creativity is taking what's already created and finding new ways to do it. Now, the new ways part is the part that people confuse with, that's originality, because this is me doing it, and this is a new way of doing something that's already created, so now that's original. No, that's just being creative. Mm. That's it. We all stomp, we all jab, that was given to us. So we can't be original with the basic stuff or the basic material or the material that belongs to Crush or Solo or Miho, you know? These things, now we take these things and then we put creativity on it. We have to put creativity on a chest pop, how it is, the angle of it, how your arms swing out of it, that stuff. Once I learned everything I can about creativity, inside and out, like inside the dance and outside the dance with creativity, I was able to put that art on a hat, on a shoe, on a shirt, on my combos and on my body movement. Is that like, I can watch my opponent dance and they can do this. And I'm like, how can I put creativity on a movement that he just did? So I can take one of my hat moves that I've done ever, and I can make a million hat moves out of just that one hat move. I'm not, if you pay attention, I'm not doing a new trick the whole time. I'm using a piece of the same material I've been using. Look, the whole last year, my favorite material has been my thumb in my shoe and my hand on my hat, making this. That material was used throughout the whole year. And everyone was just like, bro, you always do something crazy. But that's what I'm doing sometimes. I'm just taking one thing and I'm just keep flipping it.
Squeezing the juice out of it.
Exactly, until it's no more for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I move on to another thing. So I figure, once I figured out, like, it's just finding new ways of doing these things. You know, I've seen things that I did not like when people throwing up and catching the hat on their neck. I didn't like that, so I stayed away from it. But it was still like an interest people like. So I was like, I would have to do something to change that entirely. Like, I want to change that entirely. That's already created. So now, since that's the original thing, the it's a wrap, that's what me and Cannon call it. Used to throw the hat up and catch it on your neck. We call it it's a wrap. Because everybody always usually yell when it happened back in the day. So when finding creativity, you just need one, you have the comparison is what's stopping everybody from being so creative as me. Comparison is a creativity killer. Mm-hmm. You can't be, you're doing this moves and stuff and you're thinking to yourself like, man, Matt Hatter wouldn't do this, or Rex wouldn't do this, and you move on. You're comparing your creativity to mine, which will never be alike.
Mm-hmm.
It could come close. Like me and Dice, creativity is similar, but he has his own vibe on it. That's what makes it his creativity. And so I tell people, originality and creativity are not the same thing. They exist too differently. The original it laid it out for us. And on the creativity, you have to take that and we have to make our own version of that shit. We have to put ourself on it, how we feel about it, which angle. Some of us are flexible. Some of us are not flexible. Some of us are fast. Some of us are slow. Some of us have a bad knee. Some of us have a bad neck. So it's like, how can you do this, but in a creative way now? Now you have to do it in a creative way, not try to create your own dance. That's the problem. People try to create their own dance. We're all crumping and they're trying to create another dance inside the dance instead of using what was given already. So for me, like I said, I agree with everyone, and I personally do think I am the most creative crumper because I watch everybody, body movement, everything. I watch everybody, and no one has my type of creativity. A lot of people can see that, like, bro, I'm seeing where you're going with that, but they don't know my mind. They don't know. So, I'm telling you, you have to learn. It's more than just grabbing something and then creating with it. Like, it's a study and an art behind creativity. Like, it's a know-all. It's a knowing that, like I said, inside the dance and outside the dance. Once you figure that creativity out and you kick comparison out, comparison is a creativity killer. I'm telling you. You will never be creative if you're comparing each and everything. Even if you took a move from me or Beast or someone like that, and you try to do it, if you keep comparing that move to how Beast did it or how I did it, it's going to kill your creativity. The comparison needs to be taken out of creativity, and then you're going to be able to go crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting, because there's that saying, like, comparison is the thief of joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think as dancers, I think our joy is by creating. You know, is we find the joy in creating something and making somebody go, ooh, or like, hey, like, do that again. Like, can you do that one more time for me?
Exactly.
I think there's and there's just the joy of sharing. You know, we're sharing this thing that we all have in common, which just so happens to be dance, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I can definitely 100% function with that, man. And yeah, like even Crush, I remember I did SLX and Crush was like, you need to find a jab. And he's like, you know, he was like, do 15 different jabs. And I probably got to like seven, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I remember him going, you need to figure out how you could do a million jabs. And I was like, you know, at first I was just kind of dumbfounded by it, but it was like, he's telling me, you know, it took a while, but I realized he was telling me, be unlimited with all of these things. Like, take the time to be creative enough to take this original movement, this jab, just this jab, mm-hmm. and how can you manipulate it to look all these different ways? Like, how's your body standing? How's all this different stuff happening? And really taking the time, you know, like, it kind of made me want to take time more with my dance and just, you know, be creative, like figure out, and just the littlest things add to the creation of different movements, you know, just from the tilt, you know, or how you might be standing a certain way, or you might be looking up or looking down, like whatever, it just adds. And so the little things, like Riot says, it's always the little things change so much for our dance. And it's one of the reasons why Crump is still my favorite dance to this day.
Yep.
And Rex, dude, if you were, I've been wanting to ask this, right? Because I've seen, I think from when I first came across Rex to now, there has been a big shift in kind of like how you approach the community. I remember Rex would talk shit to everybody, just bag on people, bro. Be funny as fuck, dude. And I was like, oh my god, this guy's wild. Like, I didn't know nobody, you know. This is like 2015, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody. So there's been a big transformation from here to now. And so if Rex could be king of the world, right? Or king of the universe, man. And if you could change like two things about Crump, or add two things, or take two things away, what would that be? What would King Rex do if he had it for the day?
So let me see. I think one thing I would take away from Crump, just because I know this would put the rawness back in Crump, the rawness and the will to show up and just the realness back into it. And I think it's, so one thing I would take away from Crump is the internet. That's one thing I would take away from Crump. Because, like, you know, just like back in the day, everything had to travel like word of mouth. Like, if you was getting off on the West Coast or something like that, somebody that like visited from the East Coast that was there would have to come back and tell us about you. And we would have to wait to see what, let's see if it was Proof. If Proof was the one telling us about you, we had to wait until that. So next thing we hear is, oh, well, there's another session on the West Coast. Well, I'm going to get my ticket. I'm going to tap into whoever I can and text them like, who's this? And we'll get there. And then I get there. And that's how Crump used to travel. Like, the get off used to travel. You getting off, you used to like, man, that man was tight. Man, he was tight. That's how we figured out who was new. And I think the internet gave the people that don't really want to dance no more, it gave them a voice, and it gave them like time to like troll. And I feel like that slowed down our dance, is that people were like, I don't gotta dance because I pay my Wi-Fi bill. And, you know, like nobody's gonna tell me what to do with this. So that's when the trolling started becoming crazy. And then, like, even if someone did not like the dancer, it's like, dang, like, everybody's bashing this dude on the internet, let me go see what he do. And all this information and what's bad about the dancer is posting on the internet, and their business and all this other stuff, when we're just here for the dance. Like, we're here for the dance. And because of the internet, and like, we all grew up, and like, you know, the world just like showed us that like toxic stuff is the stuff we need to keep our mindset on. And I feel like that drawed just not our dance community too, because I know a lot of people in the hip hop community, other communities, they're like, man, things done changed, man. So I know if the internet was took away from Crump, it would just be forced to go back to its rawness form, where it's just like that. When somebody, like, you literally would have to talk stuff to the person to their face. You didn't have a choice. When you wanted to battle somebody, you had to tell them to their face. You didn't have a choice. There isn't no, the internet created these long distance call outs. I hate them. It's like, bro, when we see that, we gonna run it. And it's been 7 years, these people has not battled. But the internet was the middle ground that made that happen, and it's never gonna happen. So the internet slowed down and took a lot of the rawness. A lot of rawness took a lot of rawness out, and it turned a lot of our, like, I don't know which word to be like the most rawest person, the real niggas of the, like, the situation, and it formed them into something else because they have the platform and all this other stuff. Turned them into something else. They not themselves no more, you know, because they not worried about people pulling up on them. You say what you want because you live far from that person and stuff. It's just like, it's too much. So the internet would be one, okay? If the internet was gone, I think Crump would go back to, like, the real rawness form of it was. And the other thing I would change, I think what else would make Crump, like, super buck is that, like, if everybody was only allowed one crew, one fan. If I can change that about Crump, it would make Crump so tight, because we can't have DC and like Mob or something. Like, we can't have something like that, because at the end of the day, if we dig so far into their people, we're going to run into somebody who's in both groups. And then they like, man, I'm both. So, man, and that's not tight. That has never been buck. Like, I'm both. I'm in the middle and stuff. That's not buck. Like, you do not look buck. Like, that's like, and because you're so friends with everybody, you hang around them like, oh, you're just going to be in this group. You're going to be in this group. There can't be crew battles and fan battles no more, because if we beef with the wrong fam or group, we gonna fuck around and have the same little homie. Fuck around and have the same crewmate. It's that took from the rawness of Crump. My two things is things that took from the rawness of Crump. And because the self-discipline of people, that what they have isn't enough, they go find something else, that took away from the rawness of Crump. Like, it's tight to just be Beast Camp. Like, that's tight. That's enough. That should be enough. Like, why do you have to go join something else? Why isn't it enough? Like, and because I know people that's in like seven groups, and I'm just like, bro, like, that's not enough. So if I could change, if I can get that like in writing and people have to choose one group, one fam, I think that would make the it so raw, because we don't have to tip for tat or pick through people. We have to do that nowadays. Mm-hmm. We can never get a clear crew battle because people are like, oh, he can't do it because he's in both groups, or we can't do it because of this. But so that right there, those two things, the internet and just like if people can be one fam, one group, like the battles and the arguing and the beef talk and buck talk, all that stuff would be way better. Because we ain't got to say this line like, I fuck with some of y'all, but y'all niggas weird. That we don't have to say that no more.
Yeah, it's kind of like tiptoeing around the line.
Yeah, bro, that shit is not buck, bro. It's not at all. I don't know where everybody else like came from. Like we all coming up on almost 20 years in this game and shit like that. Like, you know, I'm 17 and some change. We all coming up like that. So it's like, and now it's, I'm telling you, it's not buck. Like, you see the buck talk and it starts to push people out. Not you, bro, because I like you, bro, and you my mans, but your crew suck.
Yeah. Like,
nah, that's not what it is, man. You gotta let them be ass as a movement, man.
Mm-hmm.
But because your boy in it, you can't really trash on them. Same thing. I've wanted to bang on people, groups and stuff like that, but my little homies has been a part of it or something like that. And I'd be like, I can't. Cause I look crazy, and then they can you call, if you call a, you can't even, you call a, what do I look like? What if I, what do I look like calling like Beast Camp trash, and Sherwin's one of my mans. I look crazy. That don't look right. It does not look right. So that's what it is. I can't call a group trash if like multiple of my little homies is a part of it. I can't bang on y'all, try to get off on y'all because I'm like, hey, who else won it? And then it's my little homie turn to battle me. So like I said, those are two things that like just make like, because Crump is forever greatness to me. But if like that question, if I could change two things, it'd be way more buck people, way more bucker battles, yeah. And it'd be way more buck talk. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think definitely the internet part. It's kind of like a two-edged sword, but it sucks the access that the internet has given to certain people. Because, yeah, they're not involved in the movement. They're not involved with building up anybody. They don't dance. But it still allows them a platform to try to manipulate and change things that they're not contributing to anymore. Mm-hmm. And even though, bro, you set it up for people like me to come along all these years later. I respect that. But how much respect are you going to get from me if you're not taking the time to nurture and to continue to push this movement? Mm-hmm. You're hiding behind a computer screen, calling dudes out, stirring up a bunch of drama to not dance, to not show up, to not pull up. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there is people like the India heads. Who would have ever found them? Who would have ever found these motherfuckers? They're dancing barefoot, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck would have found these dudes if it wasn't for the internet? But yeah. At the same time, Crump found these young, impoverished teenagers. You know what I mean? It found Little C. It found Chez, Miho, Prissy, Slayer, and all these kids, because they were kids. So and it found them without the internet. So for those people way out yonder, you know, I think we would have still found you regardless, you know. So
I think so too. Yeah, you're right. I think so too. I feel you.
You know, talent is talent. Talent will be found. Talent will be discovered, bro. Like, just given enough time, given the right situations, and given the right information, you will be discovered. You know, that's why people get into this whole thing of like, I need to post 5 videos a day. It's like, no, you don't, dude. Like, post one good one. Post your one favorite one, bro. And just don't stress. Like, you will be found. The people who are going to find you will discover you, bro. Mm-hmm. And then definitely, dude, like the two, I never understood the people who had like 5 big homies.
me and you both, bro. We both confused, bro. Me and you both, trust me.
Because I'm competitive as fuck. So if it's us versus y'all, it's fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all.
Exactly.
Fuck all y'all.
Exactly.
My thing with the camp, man, is I always put in there, it's us versus them. That's why, you know, people don't know, like, I battled Biggie because I talked to him about being in Black Hearts. And then I got the Monster Beast name. And then I was like, do I need anything more than this? Like, we're a fam, a crew, company. Like, do I really need to be anywhere else? And it made me wonder too, like, okay, if any of these boys were deciding to battle up against Black Hearts, and if Biggie looked at me and said, okay, to be in Black Hearts, you have to be on our side during this battle. No, it's Beast Camp. Like, sorry, my name is Monster Beast. Like, sorry about it. I'm going to be over here. No disrespect. Like, you know, love Biggie, love all them boys, love y'all, but I'm going to be over here respectfully. Respectfully, I'm going to be with the camp, dog. And so, like, even now, you got Miho Bulls kind of versus DC, but then it's not Bulls versus DC because there's people in this group who's a part of that group. And
that shit is not, it's not Buck. It's not Buck no more.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like, I'm not even entertained by this anymore, dog. Cause you guys got,
either, bro.
Yeah.
Well, bro. But what happened there is that, like, even you felt, you sat there and you were able to be real with yourself and like, is like, oh, I think this is enough. Like, that's what happens. Even though you had the battle done already, you still was able to decide, like, should I do this type of thing? So, like I said, it's our, like, decisions. Ain't nobody forcing us to do nothing. Ain't nobody forcing us to have 11 big homies. No one's doing that. That's a decision we making. Mm-hmm. We're making that not bulk decision. Like, that is, like, I keep telling people, you got more than two big homies, it's not bulk. You in more than one group, that's not bulk to me. Don't be like, yo, I'm this, I'm a part of this, I'm part of this. I'm looking at you like you're not bulk while you finish. I'm like, you're not bulk. You can be tight. You can be a tight dancer, but if you're going to be bulk, if you're going to be bulk to me, like, you can stand. Like, the groups and stuff like that is so people can lean on and have people to have their back and stuff like that. Like, that's what it's for, that lean on. And it's like I said, some people be having enough, but they don't even realize it. They don't even appreciate what they have. So that's why that's tight. That's what you did. You seen what you had. And you appreciate it. And then that's it.
Yeah. And dude, I went through and I don't know. Because I don't want to speak on people's groups or their fams exactly. But I do notice that not a lot of people go through the ringer the same, you know, to get into these fams or to get into these groups. Mm-hmm. Some dudes are getting into groups because they're popping right now. And that's cool. Like, you know, and the group is kind of helping them accentuate this growth that they're having. But for me to be in camp, I had to battle all the Cali beasts. You know what I mean? And then I was battling every fucking Tuesday at the beast camp. I was catching battles at the 818. And this was all to get into this fam. And so, yeah, I was like, once I was there, I was like, I'm home. This is what I worked for. I was putting my fucking body through it, dude, getting embarrassed, winning, tying, you know, going 5-6 rounds with certain people. I battled Yaya in my fucking garage with my newborn child inside. It's like, you know, like, motherfuckers was act out here just trying to be buck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to be tight, dude. Like,
yeah.
And so, yeah, to finally get, I feel like some people are losing sight of that, though. It's like they get to a point, you know, and then they're looking for the next best thing. Like, what's next for me? What's next? Instead of just sitting where you're at for a little bit, enjoy where you are, you know? I think that's a hugely lost trait, not only in crumpers, but dancers in general. Yeah. You know, we don't take a moment to, like, you know, like in crump, dude, you hit this crazy move, you know, and sometimes, you know, our less experienced self wants to move on to the next thing instead of just soaking in that cheer, just soaking in the energy from the crowd. Like, yeah, like, yeah, motherfucker, I just did that. Like, I did that, motherfucker. Give me that. I'm a soak this up for a second, and then I'm gonna move on to what I got next in this round.
That's a fact, bro. Nothing but a fact, bro. I can tell you, like, it's an appreciation thing. Like you said, it changed a lot. It don't take a lot to be in a group no more. All you gotta do is ask. If you want to get in a group quicker, just say you got mental health problems, or you gotta have a sob story. That's it. You can get into a group easily. That's all it is and stuff. So it's like, me personally, somebody who has 27 little homies, I don't know how you run a group or a fam that has more than 40 people. Mm-hmm. It's hard enough for me to run 26 people. I don't know how that works out. I don't know. Somebody knows something differently. Somebody knows something. Like, so there's somebody not a big homie. Niggas is cult leaders. And niggas are not.
For real, dude.
Cult leaders, for real, for real. Something not right, because, man.
I know, dude. Like, you know, there's groups that go from America. They're in South America. They're in Europe. They're over here. And I'm like, God damn. Like, how do you guys even keep track of who's who anymore? Like,
bro. Niggas don't even speak English.
Niggas
got in the group by accident by just sitting there doing this.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, bro. It's bad. It's bad, though. But it, like I said, it's not bulk. I tell people all the time. Like, anytime somebody asks me, it's not bulk to me. It's not. Sorry. And, like, I can't do it. It's not bulk. Like, you know, even when some of my little homies were doing it, you know, my little homies, they all like laying it out and they straighten their shit up now. But to me, it's not buck. Like, no matter who it is, I don't care who it is, that shit, I'm like, it's not buck, bro. Like, 'cause we're gonna run into something, and then it's gonna make it not buck. So it's not buck right now. I'm not gonna wait until we run into something to make it not buck. It's not buck right now. So
yeah,
it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I even bumped into some dudes while I was in Texas, and he started off the sentence a little weird, and I was just like, whoa, dog. Like, if you're saying something about one of my crew members, like, we can handle this. We can handle it. Like, I can handle that for them. And then y'all can talk. But don't speak crazy about my crewmate, man. Like,
that's not how it is no more.
No way. Because I'm here right now. They might not be, but I'm here. So if you need to run rounds with them, I'll take those rounds. And then we can all discuss this together. Because obviously you're comfortable enough to talk shit about my, you know, about my mans to me. You think we're comfortable enough here? No. That shit's out, bro. We're going to handle this shit accordingly. And yeah, again, like, if you're a part of 10 fams and 5 groups, you might let somebody talk crazy about your crewmate. And then that word might get back around to them. Like, yo, Corpse is over here letting people talk hot about you, man. You might want to check your crewmate. That's out. Ain't no shit talk sliding by me. No, if you got anything to say about my crewmates, my crew, or me, dog, we can handle this right here, right now. And then we could talk afterwards, you know, cordially, you know, as adults. But no. That shit's all the way out. It's beast camp over everything.
And that's all it should be. It's nothing else. It should be in the way of that. That's right. That's bunk. Because if something happened, or if you see if niggas is ganging up on Sherwin and shit, you ain't got to worry about, like, damn, I'm in that group. Or nothing. All you're doing, you just putting on your shoes. You asking Sherwin, like, what we about to do? Like, that's how it's supposed to be. It ain't no, this is my man's or nothing like that. Nah, fuck that.
Fuck that.
That's how it's supposed to be, but it can't, because, like, you know, everybody's singing a friendship song and want to be a part of everything and shit. So, like I said, the shit ain't fucked, bro.
Dude, every time I go home to Cali, I let Sherwin know. He's like, so what's up? You trying to battle? And I just tell him every time, whatever be thy bidding. Just you tell me, I do it. That's it. So sign me up to battle Shakes. Sign me to battle Hour. Sign me up to battle whoever. I don't care, bro. Just sign me up. I'm there. Because that's how I represent. You know what I mean? Win, lost, draw, whatever. That's how I represent for the fam, man. I'm out here doing my own thing, hitting these sessions and shit. And then when I go home, it's business as usual. You know, I'm just home, man. That's all there is to it.
It's tight, bro. You're just doing your part as a little homie, bro. Like, you a good little homie.
Thanks, man.
Another people don't know. Little homies don't know. People don't know. There's a such thing as bad little homies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a such thing as bad little homies, bro. Like, I'm telling you, there's some people that are just bad little homies. So that's good to, like, you like, shit, whatever you want from me, bro, whatever you say, I'm with it. Like, you, because at the end of the day, he's still your big homie and stuff, you know? And I'm telling you, some people, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, that's not the case. They'd be like, man, I don't agree with that. I don't do that shit. I don't do this. Some people are just genuinely bad little homies. So.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to a lot of stuff, and this is one thing I've been happy to find, like, with the camp, and I've noticed more people are kind of on the wave too now, is like there's a lot of yes men when it comes to their big homies, you know what I mean? And I don't always agree with what Sherwin may be doing, and I will always tell him, you know what I mean? But when it comes to the crump shit, like, hey, we're going to be battling these people, or hey, we're going to be battling this squad, or hey, I got you battling this person, it's never a problem. It's like, all right, let's do it, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Because again, I have no other loyalties. I have no other allegiance. So whenever I'm called, put me in the game, coach. Let's do it. What's the play? Oh, all right, bet. I got you. Like, I know exactly what to do right here. So for you, then, who are a couple of people that you think are super tight right now, or who's moving through the game in a way that you enjoy? Who's like three people that's on your radar that way?
I am going to go with I am going to, let me see. I'm gonna go with I like the way they're moving right now. So like right now I'm gonna say 1K. He's like like when he came back from the Philippines, he had like a little I'm going to say like dry spell with it. You know, he still was getting off, but handling life shit, handling his grown man shit, handling that stuff, took a little dry spell. And like, he's been like over the years, like little by little, he's been swinging back. Like even like this year, like he's swinging big. Like he's on a bunch of flyers. Like I have like four flyers of that he's on in my phone already. And so that like showed me like, yo, if you really put your mind to it, like he really getting back right into the mix. Like right back into it, like he never stopped. Like, you know, from when he was like Bad Guy 1K or when he was like Boy Beast and all that hunger on the Philippines.
Yeah,
he still has it. So like 1K would be number one. Who else? Just like who else? I'll say. You know, I'm going to say, who else? Because there's a lot of people doing stuff, but I'm just trying to hit some stuff on me that's like been like very like crucial. You know what? I'm going to say, this is not me being biased neither or anything. But also, it just Knives, I'm not going to say what's the name, but I feel like she does like so much that like, you know, it's hard for everybody to see it because like she really be like working like a lot like behind the scenes and for like her community. And she impact people so much. Like she like irks people and bother people with her movement and stuff like that so much that it's just like, you know, that, you know, people would make like fake pages to her and like want her to stop putting on for her community and stuff because she's doing that much that, you know, it's irking people.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really irking people. Like, damn. Like, so it's like, damn, you really affecting people like that much. Like, you know, what you're doing, because you know, the saying, if nobody's hating on you, that means you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be doing something and then people are going to hate on you. So, her smarts and this what she has planned for like even like the future. I feel like how she moved within Crump is smooth because like she's present. She's a woman with a voice. She care about the woman movement and she voices her movement too, which is like a lot of women are scared to do that because men being like and being a male dominant dance. So I'm definitely gonna go with her. You know, and it's not just because it's my wife, neither.
Like, no bias, no bias.
Yeah, no bias, no bias. She was my favorite crumper before she was my favorite woman crumper before I even, like, we even start dating and anything like that and stuff. So I've always admired her style. And once I got to see how she really be, like, running everything, she was fire. So, like, yeah, she's super, super dope. And then for the last one, it's going to be somebody you really don't know, but it's actually like me and Sherwin, little homie.
Mm-hmm.
She is Lil Fades and she is like doing a lot of work with her community. She like organized a workshop with her community for like me out there. And then she just did it again for our girl main event. And she got more like coming soon and she's trying to bring more people and attraction to like the Crump and like Austria and stuff like that. So I feel like for like a movement I've never heard about. And then like I'm starting to hear more about them and I'm seeing like, you know, they're doing tournaments now and like battles and someone just won a class and all this other stuff. I think that's like very important. So like she like... Her smarts right now, what she want to do, especially her being like so new and she already has like a mindset of like a leader and what's good for a community is like super is super dope, especially seeing it from like a new face. So that's
Yeah, so man.
It'd be like them three. It'd be them three for sure, because that's like most recent view of it. That's not like, you know, most of the people that I'd be working with and shit like that. So yeah, dude.
1K, I think I would have to say maybe over the last 3 years or so has become more of a household name than what he already was.
Yep.
And I tell Sherwin all the time that he's probably the best in the camp right now. Between him and Ken. And I would love to see him and J Street Beast go at it for like best in the camp, like right now. You know, I'd love to see that. But I do think that Miguel is the best right now. Dude, and straight up, I kind of seen some stuff, you know, going on in the Crumpers page. And I wanted to reach out to Knives, but I'm like, yo, this is my man's his wife. Not going to do that. That's weird. Off limits. But I wanted to be just like the light. How did I want it? I had it typed out. The light of your angels is going to irritate the darkness of their demons.
Mm.
You know? And I kind of read a couple of her posts, and it's like, just do keep doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because whatever you're doing, it is fucking with people's insecurities, and it's making them look deep within themselves. And the light of your angel is bothering the darkness of their demons. So don't stop. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only way that we're going to get things to change, is by continuing to irritate these things that people are trying to hold so dear, you know what I mean? Or trying to have this grip lock on, you know, in the community. And especially for you as a woman, I think it's important. And I think it's important for us men to get behind her and kind of push that forward. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, dude, she's fucking tight, bro. Like, of all the women Crumpers, she is definitely, if I'm showing like other girls Crumpers, I'm like, watch her. You know what I mean?
I do the same. I literally do the same, because that's like, she got something. She got something.
There's something there, bro.
There's something there, bro. I'm telling you.
There's like this girl, her name's Isabel Capitule. She's a hip hop choreographer. And then there's another OG, her name is Rihata. And they're two choreographers that I look to a lot, just for like their swag, like the way they pull their pants up, the way they're, you know, like they're hitting these moves and shit. It gives a certain feeling. And I get that a lot when I watch Knives too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like I already have like this predisposed enjoyment to her style, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it is tight. And yeah, she's definitely somebody that I hope the community gets behind more and continues to push her forward, because she definitely deserves it. It's not only well earned, but it's highly deserved now at this point.
And then
Fades, man, little Fades, let's go. Shout the fuck out, man. Yeah, I think I seen you guys make a post about it, and I was like, I was like, it's tight to kind of see how, you know, fams can come together to kind of put somebody in a position to propel themselves even further, you know what I mean? And kind of help them have the, like the validity behind their actions, you know, to like to have that cosign. Like, you're already doing what you're doing, which is good, but now it's cosigned by other people who you're trying to emulate their behaviors or emulate the way that they do things.
Yeah.
To have that written off is like, that's big. It's very validating. And so that was tight to see too, man. That was really dope. Listen, Rex, dude, I don't want to keep you too long, man. And I'm going to get ready to do another podcast here pretty soon.
Nice.
Dude, but thank you again for coming on. I hope we can do this for a third round.
Oh, yeah, no problem. All you got to do is do what you did. Just hit me, and I'm going to let you know as soon as I'm free.
I know. Dude, I was so thankful. Like, it was like, just hit me up tomorrow, man. And so I hit you up. I was like, hey, I'm off of work. Like, I'm running errands. Like, all right, cool. We'll tap in later. And then we tapped in later, and you were very thorough, man. A lot of people end up disappearing off into the
fucking I know the feeling, bro. So I try not to be like them, because I know the feeling, bro.
Yeah.
It's very annoying and stuff like that too. So I know, like, you know, I'm probably just about to be playing a game. I could just do this real fast. It's not that hard. Just sit in front of the computer real fast and then exchange energy. That's easy, you know? So, you know, I just don't want to be that person because I know how it feels because it happens to me. When you be like, it's been 6 days. Where is you at? So I know that feeling. So, bro, yeah, I try to – if you want change, it always got to start with yourself. So I know that's something I would love to change. I would love people to stop doing to people like you, me, you know, everybody. So I have to make sure, like, I'm on time and I keep my word and I show up for stuff. Like, so – because it got to start with me, you know, instead of just complaining about it. We could be like, damn, why does everybody do this? But we got to lead by example.
Yes, sir. And man, if there's anything that you want to drop, little gems you want to drop for the people before we sign off, man, this is a perfect opportunity for it.
Honestly, just pace yourself. You're going to be okay. This everything, everything you do, just pace yourself with it. And you're going to be all right. That's the best advice I got for you right now. It's the beginning of the year. So pace yourself. Let's not rush things. And that's it, man.
Hell yeah, man. For everybody who's watching or who is going to watch and or who's going to be watching, this is Rex, Terrence Rex Franklin. Find him on fucking Instagram, Facebook, all of that. Neighborhoods. Yeah. Buff Dan. NY in the motherfucking building, my guy. Totally. I'm gonna send you a message right now. Yeah.
All right, bro. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Everybody, that was Rex. Yeah, another episode of the Smoking Section. The man is a creative genius. I hope you guys tune in to all of his content. I'm gonna try to drop the link for his information in the description below this episode. If you guys are here with me live, tune in again at 11 p.m. Eastern time, which will be 8 p.m. Pacific. We got an episode of The Usual Tuesday coming up, right, with my co-hosts, Save 0%. We got a special guest coming on the show today. I'm about to go hit the gym before we get that going. Again, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you guys have a good day, week, month, year, and life. Until next time, I'm going to catch you on the flip side.